Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Yeah, my name is Christy. So as usual, but unusual, we have a very special guest today. And you guys might be pretty familiar with him because usually he appears on the top of the comment section, but he is actually here with me today. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, I'm Liu Yiting. I was invited by Christy to produce an episode of Pronunciation Challenge. Actually, I was so surprised that I have an opportunity to see Christy. To be honest, now I'm too nervous to say anything.
Okay, so don't be nervous. I believe everyone is very surprised and very happy to see you and hear you here with me, being here with me. So today we have a topic that's about being a good listener, and we all know how being a good listener is important, but this video explains in terms of how it's important to us and the people surrounds us. So let's take a look at today's sentence, and I will say the sentence once, and Yiting will repeat the sentence right after me, okay? So by paying strategic attention to the pleasure, we can learn to magnify it and offer it to others who will notice, hear, and repay the favor in return. Listening deserves discovery as one of the keys to a good society.
By paying strategic attention to the pleasure, we can learn to magnify it and offer it to others who will notice, hear, and repay the favor in turn. Listening deserves discovery as one of the keys to a good society.
All right, that's great. 那我们首先要来看的第一个字呢，就是 strategic。Strategic 呢，指的就是战略的，还有就是我们这个今天句子里面讲到的 strategic attention。那像它这边的发音比较特别，因为它 S T R A 的 A 呢，就发短音耳的音，然后重音是在 T E 的地方，所以是 strategic。Strategic 这边 GIC 呢是发 jic 的音，那因为大家可能比较容易把这个字呢发成 strategy 的音， strategy 呢是我们接下来要看到的名词，指的是战略的意思，重音在前面，那 strategy 的 A 呢是发 a 的音， strategy， 然后反而是 TE 的 E 呢是发短音 e 的音。那这边那逸婷想不想要跟大家讲一下 strategy 的例句呢？
We should use strategies to outsmart the enemies instead of force.
好，那这边的意思呢，就是指说我们应该要以智取胜，我们要想一些策略以智取胜，而不是单单用蛮力这样子。那再来来讲一个跟 strategy 很像，连我自己也很常搞混的字，它叫做 tragedy。Tragedy 指的是悲剧的意思，它的 T R A 一样是发 a 的音，那 G E 的 E 则发短音 a。Tragedy 指的是悲剧。
那例句的话，我们就可以说 ，Romeo and Juliet is one of the tragedies written by Shakespeare。
对啊，那不知道大家就是有没有念英文系的啊，或者是念外文系，可能就对 Romeo and Juliet 就是完全不陌生，这就是莎士比亚莎翁的悲剧之一这样。再我们来看 attention 呢，指的就是注意力的意思。
Attention 这个发音，第一个 A 就是发短音 e 的音，然后后面的 T E N 就像数字十一样，就是发 ten， 然后后面的 T I O N 就是 tension， 所以合起来就是念 attention。
好，那例句的话呢，我们就可以说 ，Please shift the center of your attention towards the modern art piece。就是可能你在逛一些美术馆啊或博物馆的时候，他们就是讲解员啊就会说，哎，现在你的注意力呢，请转移到这个现代的艺术品上面。那再来 ，attention 的形容词呢，则是 attentive。Attentive 呢，它一样 ，A 呢是发短音 e 的音，中间也是像刚才逸婷一样讲的 T E N， 就是也是跟数字十一样，就是微笑的嘴型 ten。Ten attentive 指的就是留心的。那逸婷有没有例句想要跟大家分享
？She is usually attentive to details。那这句话中文的意思的话，就是她通常对于细节都非常的留意。
对啊，就可以说一个人很 detail oriented 之类的，那就是 attentive to details 是一样的意思。再我们来看 pleasure。Pleasure 呢，指的就是愉快的意思。那它这边 E A 的发音呢，就是微笑的嘴型 a pleasure. 像我例句的话呢，我就可以说 It's a pleasure meeting 易婷 today. 就是哎，今天真的很荣幸啊，可以看到易婷，对不对？那再来还有另外一个字跟 pleasure 很像，那这一个字呢就是 pressure。Pressure， 它指的就是压力的意思。它这边是 P-R-E， 一样是发微笑的嘴型，可是前面是 R 的音，所以是 pressure， 它指的就是压力的意思。那易婷好像有一个例句想要跟大家分享。
It's my first time recording the pronunciation challenge, and I am under a lot of pressure. 那中文就是，这是我第一次录口说挑战，所以我现在倍感压力，
还好像一直有点紧张。不过我相信你们大家听到他的声音，一定都蛮开心的，对不对？那我们再来看，magnify 呢，指的就是放大的意思。它的重音在 m a 的地方 ，a 是发 a 的音，那它的 n i 呢有发短音 e 的音 ，magnify f y 呢是发 i 的音 ，magnify 指的是放大的意思。那我们这边有一个很顺应时事的例句，易婷要不要讲一下
？Sometimes a celebrity's personal life can be magnified for the purpose of public entertainment.
哎，就是这个为了娱乐，就是也不能说是为了娱乐大众，可是有时候呢，有些明星的私生活呢会因此而被放大检视，然后被大众解释这样。那这个当然就是在讲最近 Taylor Swift 还有 Tom Hiddleston 的八卦沸沸扬扬啊，就是大家都会说，哎 ，Taylor Swift 好像跟洛基在一起了，然后就被放大解释呢。I think it's really unfair for Taylor Swift, isn't it?Anyways, 那magnify 它还有一个形容词呢，跟它蛮相关的是 magnificent。magnificent 这个字好像比较难念，它的 a 呢是发 a 的音，那重音在 n i 的地方 ，f i 的 i 是发短音 e。magnificent 指的是壮丽呢，或者是宏伟的意思。
那例句的话，我们可以说 ，We witnessed a magnificent sunrise on the top of Ali Mountain。
那这个就是他们在阿里山上的见证了非常雄伟、非常壮观的日出。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. And since the original video is in a sort of like a British accent, I will render the sentence in British accent again. So, by paying strategic attention to the pleasure, we can learn to magnify it and offer it to others who will notice, hear, and repay the favor in turn.Listening deserves discovery as one of the keys to a good society.